Acts chapter 3:10. Like our custom is, I'll do one, you do two. We'll go on like that. When we get to 10, we'll read it together. Have you seen Acts 3? Now, Peter and John went together into the temple at the hour of in the ninth hour. Read verse 2. Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple asked and arms? He took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and his feet and ankle bones received strength. And they knew that it was he who sat arms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement beyond the beautiful gate. Beyond the beautiful gate. Somebody say, beyond the beautiful gate. Say, beyond. One more time. Say, beyond. Say it again. God's plan for us, a life as and a life of speed and fun. It's not the plan of God for your enemies. The only reply you give to enemy is motion. Motion is the reply that you give to destiny attackers, destiny attackers. Motion. Not to progress, not to go back in life, not to become a person. I mean, anytime you start missing your yesterday, means that the vehicle of your... Anytime you start thinking of yesterday, oh, before, if it was those days, it means that the vehicle of your life is on reverse gear. In Luke chapter 9, verse 62, no man put his hand on the plow looking back. No man looking back is fit for the kingdom. 24, he said, these people have moved backward and not forward. They have moved backward. In Jeremiah 15, verse 6, he said, you have forsaken me. And you have gone backward, you have forsaken me. In Genesis 26, from verse 13, he said, the man was great. He was great. He went forward and he grew until he became. If you read your Bible, Exodus chapter 14, from verse 13, he said, stand still for there, you shall see them no more. And verse 14 said, you shall hold your peace and the Lord shall you. That was his talking, not God. It was in verse 15, God spoke. God rebuked Moses for that statement. Stand still. No. And I've quoted that by myself until I read that. And he said, no. Go to verse 15. He said, the Lord said, why do you cry to me? Tell the people to move forward. They shouldn't stand still. Tell them to move forward. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, I press forward. Joshua was in Joshua 7 verse 8. In Joshua chapter and verse 8, say, what shall I say when he turned their back on their enemies? God doesn't want to be stagnant. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, he said, you have been on this mountain for too long. You have been around this mountain for too long. Why did I make references to all that? If you study the story, yeah, we just read, the Bible speaks about a man. He said the man was carried every day, dropped by a gate called beautiful. The gate was called what? It wasn't ugly, it was beautiful. But no matter how beautiful it was a gate. The Lord began to talk to me that there are many people right now who are at the beautiful gate. Graduates, beautiful. Married, good news. Not children. Brother abroad sent you money so he can help you get a visa. The money came, beautiful. You get rejected at the embassy gate. Many of us, we have so much projects in our head. You have plans and you have connection. You have people who can help you. Some of them are in government. Some of them are in business. Beautiful. But they promise and they fail. forget. Okalamana sabalala kwatada in 2 Kings chapter 2, if you read verse 19, as Elisha came to a point, 2 Kings 2:19, they said to Elisha, Elisha, this city you are seeing, the situation of the city is pleasant. This city is a good city. This city, when you enter, when you say you are from this city, people see you and they respect you. But sir, can we gossip to you in this city? The situation of the city is pleasant. In other words, looking at the ecological connections, there is no reason why there should not be water. Looking at the ecological connection, there's no reason why there should be scarcity of water, why there should be drought. When a man's life is a beautiful gift, is when a man's life is a paradox. When people look at your life, you should be. In Ruth chapter 1, if you read verse 19, when a woman called Naomi, when she came back to the city, the Bible said the whole city was moved when they saw her. And they asked, is this not Naomi? What is the meaning of Naomi? Naomi means the pleasant one. There was scarcity of bread in Bethlehem. Bethlehem means the house. There was no more bread in the house of bread. Bethlehem means the house of bread. There was bread in the house of bread. So what they did to leave the house of bread up an enemy country. And don't forget Moab and Ren, that is it Lot's daughters? The daughters of Lot slept drunk. And they made their father drunk. They became the arch enemies of the people of God. There was no more bread in the house of bread. And they went to Moab, the enemy territory. But there's something they didn't know. That even if there is scarcity of bread in the house of bread, bread will always return to the house of bread. It's just a matter of time. Bread will return. So they went to the city of Moab. When they got to the city of Moab, the Bible said the man had two sons. One was called Malon, one was called Chilon, useless name. When you are in the wrong atmosphere, behave like an idiot. Look at the name again. Malon. Malon means sick. Chilon. Chilon means dying. And both of them were and died. Nobody's following me.
And they met two women. They married two women. This Malon married one called Ruth, and Chilon married one called Orpah. And the first thing that happened was that Elimelech died, Malon died, Chilon died, and there were two daughter-in-laws who were left. And the woman said to them, my children are gone, my husband is gone, I'm a widow and childless. Why are you people still with me? They said, because we love you. She said, I don't understand. If you are thinking I can give birth to children so that you can marry again, before I will conceive and give birth to children, both of you would have been old. So return back to your people so that you can get another husband. One of them kissed and said goodbye. The other did not kiss. She cleave. There are kissers, there are cleavers. Kissing is a public display of affection. Cleaving is an inner display of loyalty. Am I talking to somebody here? And guess what happened? As soon as she returned back, when she was entering her city, the house of bread, because while she was in Moab, she heard that bread had returned to the house of bread. So she was going back to her city. But this time, when they look at her, older than their age. When they look at her, is this not Naomi? Pleasant one. A woman is this not? She now said, no! Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. Mara means bitterness. Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. My life has become bitter. Listen to me, child of God. There are people hearing the sound of my voice. When you look at yourself, you know this is not your life. Something has kept you at the beautiful gate. You are surrounded by helpers and no one is favoring you. Something has kept you at the beautiful gate. spirit. I am angry this morning. I came with anger in my system. Why will you look like money and you have no money? Why will you look rich and you are not rich? How come you are a single girl? People are asking you, how is your family? It's because you look like a married person. How come it's not happening to you? I come to prophesy. You will go beyond the beautiful gate. I say you will go beyond the beautiful gate. 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 I come with a word from God. I come to prophesy the mandate of God. Who is he that saith a thing, and it cometh to pass? And when the Lord commanded it not, in Isaiah 45:19, he said, I have not called the sons of Jacob to seek me in vain. In Exodus 3:21, he said, when they leave Egypt, they shall not be empty-handed. I prophesy, as you hear the sound of my voice, your life is changing today.
Take your seat. You are supposed to live a life. But the enemy is as truncated. You know? There are people with several sets. You know, Deuteronomy 32:11, Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord. Deuteronomy 32:11. As Isaiah 40:31. As an ego, there are people with several degrees and jobless. I'm not sure you are following what I'm saying. When what is supposed to be a bonus, an addition, is now a mockery. There are many of us at this point. You know, there was a man called Absalom. Absalom was from a royal family. David was somebody that had capacity to produce children like rabbits. But Absalom, because of what he did, his father, God. Absalom never had a child. What Absalom did up a pillar and wrote his name. In 2 Samuel, the Bible says Absalom in his lifetime raised up a pillar. Now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared for himself a pillar. The king's dad, for he said, I have no son to keep remembrance. And he called the name of the pillar after his own name. Pillar answered his name. Pillar, all his properties, all the money acquired, it was pillar. They wrote on the wheel. A pillar will not answer your name. Manda barada zagada barakwata ikapa tokapa tokapa. A pillar will not answer your name. As you hear the sound of my voice, I come with a word from heaven, and I come to prophesy. I don't know the power that has kept you at the beautiful gate. I don't know the power that has truncated you at the beautiful gate. I don't know the power that has limited you at the beautiful gate. I don't know the power that has resisted you at the beautiful gate. But I prophesy, you are going beyond that gate. You are going beyond that gate. You are going beyond that gate. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Holy Ghost power. Shot fire. Hey,
Ayamanama Shaba.
Take your seat. At the beautiful gate, how do you know? He was depending on people. When you are a dependent, when you look, he saw people entering. When things are happening before your eyes,
forget.
Before your eyes, somebody was lifted. Before your eyes, the man saw people moving in. Party. They admire the gate. When they walk in like that, look at the scenario. They walk in like that. Oh my God, this gate is so beautiful. Hey, yeah. Life has a clause. And many people are at that point of their life now. He was being carried. You see this life? They can never help you to become better than them. They will help you and drop you somewhere and they will continue. That is the stupidity of those of you. You put in 10,000, you are expecting 100,000. You are a criminal. And I'm going to tell you, you're a criminal. You drop in 10,000, you get 100,000. Where did the 90 come from? It is other innocent people who lost 100 million. Did they walk? What happened? I got it. So you are now tempted to invest more. Bank, take it anywhere, put it online. It means nothing to me. If you are involved in Naira bet, you are involved in Ponzi scheme, Bitcoin. What has a coin done that you are beating it? Laziness. Quick risk. When you are smiling, others are crying. When you are smiling, others are crying. You are excited, others are crying. You are jubilating, others are crying. And that's the problem with the black race. And I'm going to tell you, all those monies you get from such ventures and such... They were depending on people and they dropped him at the gate. They left him there. Place that they don't want me to enter. For years! Hey, stay here. What is there? Ayamana Mashaba. Some of you want to know how it feels to be rich. You want to know what it feels to have. You will personally guide the bank. He said we stay at the gates. Anybody entering must show his ID card. What are you going to do? Say yes. He said, I came for my money. He said, we escort you. He said, as you grow, certain things grow with you. But some people, let me tell you, poverty. I don't hate the poor, divati. Poverty, let me tell you something about poverty. Prosperity is not you have money to throw around, you have cars. No. No, that's materialism. But the respect that abundance brings, the respect has come. The respect. The disrespect of poverty. Your rent is due. That is why God needs to bless you. You come to church, you see a brother, a sister who is stranded, who is not doing well, and you can't give. A project is going on. You can't do nothing about it. And look at the processes. The different processes that this young man was. Imagine what he was through. What was going through his mind. That man, the Bible says, yes, they carried him. They had that issue as well. But there are certain things I see that transpired. Any man in life that wants to go beyond the beautiful gate, you need it. The Bible says, the first thing, I can't hear you. I know you want money, sir. There are so many of us now. All All we need is attention. We just need somebody who can understand our pain. And money is good, but before money, before anything, you just want somebody you can open to, somebody you can talk to. You are now staying by yourself because the last person you spoke to went out and narrated and gossiped and exposed what you told her. So in your mind, you are saying, which friend can I have that I can tell something and its story stays? I need attention. I need somebody that can listen to me and understand my pain. I need somebody that will not judge me, that will not make me feel guilty, that will not make me feel like a devil. When I begin to explain all I've been through, I need somebody that will not say, ah, sister, you, eh? You can. No. Somebody that will say, I understand. I have been there. I need attention. I need somebody that can say, look on me. Somebody who can give me attention. When I was praying, God told me, he said, one of the biggest problems is that people don't have those who can give them attention. They are crying inside. They are dying inside. They have no friend. They have several people, but there's no one to talk to. Look on us. He was saying, man, you have been at the gate of beautiful. Nobody listens to you. We are here to listen to you. Look on us. Look on us. God is saying, that has been the problem that a lot of people have. In Acts chapter 15 and verse 12, he said, they gave Paul and Barnabas audience. 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 Look on us. Look on us. Many are crying. You are looking for someone who will not judge you, who will not make you feel guilty, who will not make you feel that you have committed the most unpardonable sin. There are women that have husbands they can't talk to. They have husbands they cannot pour their heart to. There are children looking for father figures to be able to talk to. Some people are looking for who to talk, who they can just be open and pour everything. See the mistake I made. See what I did. You say, okay. You are fault, find everything. You are finding fault. People don't go back like that, go forward like that. You find fault in everything. Praise and worship, you will find fault. Usher, you will find fault. Even as I'm preaching now, you are finding fault. Why did he say see now? To live a very right life for yourself. By now, you'd have been like Enoch. You'd have disappeared. But you spend your energy looking for, thinking of things. People, somebody is seeing, you are there. You are looking for fault. Say, look at her. What is? And yet, you are not in the choir. Fault finder. Everywhere. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1. If any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in the fault, which are spiritual, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also. Look on us! I need somebody I can be nipped to and talk to and will not judge me. Church, problem. Everywhere scatter. Attacking others are more guilty. Somebody came late to your body. Just let come, you will talk. But the ones that are close to you, when they come late, what kind of life is that? Why? That's not leadership. Attention! I need somebody that can tell me, look on us, look on me. I need to talk to. Even in the church, you don't find who you can talk to. Even in department, house fellowship. Why is there house fellowship? So that I can come to your house, you come to my house, we live together, we can talk, we can discuss. But the last time I came to eat in your house, you told people I was hungry. I came to eat because of fellowship. I didn't come to eat because I don't have food in my house. I didn't come to your house to eat because I'm not communicating there. We're not afraid of helping fellow believers because the story will change. Because somebody wants to feel important. You can walk into a single sister's meeting and give them money. But now you have to kill the leader because you don't want. That's how somebody will not feel important. They gave me. A brother was weeping. He said, Papa, I am innocent. The sister says, a lie. You are guilty. Because he promised marriage. And the brother found out some things were not right. There are too many lies. The way he brought. No, there are some people that lie over unnecessary things. And God said, the word spoken from God's mouth is nothing. God created. I need attention. I need somebody who can just understand. Understand. When Sarah was going through pain, and the pain that Hagar was mocking her, God said to Abraham, Abraham, listen to thy wife. Number two. Ekotoba. The Bible said they heard him and they lifted him. Number one, go further. There's someone under the sound of my voice. Your lifting has come. Your lifting has come.
Amen.
Your lifting has come.
Amen.
In Psalm 18 verse 48, you have lifted me above those against me. In Psalm 3 verse 3, but thou, O Lord, art my glory and the lifter of my head. The Bible says in Psalm 121 from verse 1, I will look up to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, someone under the influence of my voice, whether you are in this service here or you are watching around the world, there is a lifting that is coming your way. There is a lifting that is coming your way. A change of position. A lifting is coming your way. My God is about to announce you. My God is about to advertise you. My God is about to decorate you. Somebody say, it's happening to me.
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 Take your seat. Malikaba, that God wants you to work strong. Second Samuel 3 verse 1, there was a long war between the house of David and the house of Saul. But the house of David was stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. What God will do by his spirit, there is a lifting that is coming. Listen to me, child of God. What is lifting? Elevation. What is lifting? Promotion. The Bible said they held the man's hand and they lifted him up. Why? For him to enter certain places, he need to be on the same level with them. He was down. Sayemi. There are some levels you are and there are some places you can't enter. Your level determines your access. The height you operate determines where you can enter. Why did they lift him up? So it can be on the same level with them, so it can enter into the place of rest. Listen to me, child of God. There are some of you under the sound and influence of my voice this Sunday morning. God is about to pick you up from the miry clay and set your feet on the rock to stay. He's about to lift you. He will use just one open door to change your family status. Just one opportunity to change your family story. Just one opportunity to make you a voice in your generation. Am I talking to somebody here? Pala Kadash. Great people. Most greatness we expect, they are still preparing. But most greatness was stumbled upon God. Because they're explaining, you see, hard work pays, hard work. When I hear people talking like that, I get it. Hard work, have you seen hard work? Truck pusher. All truckers are hard workers, but not all winners sweat to win. Look, more than what? Talk to me. More than what? More than Let me explain more than conqueror. A conqueror is somebody who wins a conquest. He wins a battle. Have you seen boxing? Huh? Wife. She is more than conqueror. You fought, oh. You took all the money to win. You hand over the money to say, oh my God, we are rich. She is more than. That's what Jesus fought the battle, defeated the devil, knocked him after 3 days, and gave us the victory. We are more than. Lifted him up. Have you seen? A lifting is a lift is a spontaneous rise, a spontaneous combustion. A lifting is a spontaneous rise. Kaporataba. Some people think they know you now because you are struggling. Ashe. You just conclude this one is a criminal because it looks like a criminal. That's called prima facie. But when you now prove otherwise, that it's not a criminal. You say, who do you have? Who do you have? Who do you have? That's the mistake they are making. You have God. You have God. I say you have God. You have God. You have God. The way people have treated, I see some things people have said, condemned you. Sir, ma! The reason your story is a notable case, so that when you rise, nobody can say they didn't know you. What they want to see is evil. God is making your problem pronounced so that your lifting and solution will be announced. Nobody will deny knowing you. Nobody will say they didn't know you. God is bringing lifting your way. God is bringing lifting your way. God is bringing lifting your way. Makoto Brahash. Listen. He leaped. Lifted him. He left them behind. He leaped. Why did he leap? He has you. If you take step gradually, your mates are married with children. So if you are taking 2 steps, you cannot catch up with them. So you need to leap. I am anamana mashada. When God gives you access beyond the beautiful gate, you leap. Somebody say leap.
Leap.
What is leap? Leap is a divine speed. The Bible says in Psalm 69 and verse 17, hear me speedily. In Luke chapter 18, if you read from verse 8, he said, God will avenge his elect speedily. In Isaiah 58 and from verse 8 down, if we avenge, he said, God will answer you speedily. There is someone here under the sound of my voice. I don't know who you are. There is an unusual speed that is coming to your life. An unusual speed is coming to your life. An uncommon speed is coming to your life. Receive a leaping anointing. Anointing to leap.
Hey,
I've been here for too long. Now that I can walk, I need to overtake that man who has gone ahead of me, who has been mocking me. A leaping anointing. Anointing to leap. And Yamoko Bahasaya. Anointing to leap. He said, by my God, I have run through a troop. By my God, I have leaped over a wall. I come to prophesy. As you hear the sound of my voice, I speak the counsel of God. There is speed coming your way. You are about to leap. You are about to leap into new heights, into new levels. Those that knew you before, they won't know you anymore. Those that knew you before, they won't know you anymore. Those that knew you before, they won't know you anymore. Remain standing. When they saw him, you know, Psalm 71 verse 7 became manifested. I am a wonder teen. I am the children the Lord has given me. for signs. Bayamana shoot gada bayande. Yeketo bahalasa. Sakopala lasia. Atata ekebo amanaza. Tila liyadasa tato baha.
You shall become a wonder.
Hey. Hey.
You shall become a wonder.
Hey.
If your amen is louder, you are the one I just spoke to.
Hey. Amen.
Shalama na mana mana.
Three prayers. Sagwata gata. Ekoto libra. E wadia. When the head, listen, when the lifting of the head is not synonymous with the size of the body, it's tantamount to kwashoko. Okay. God is not a mocker of men, he's a maker of men. He's not a laugher at man, he's a lifter of men. He should breathe. I'm speaking to a family here.
Heresy.
What your fasting could not bring. What your vigil could not bring, what even your sacrificial seed could not bring, the God of heaven will make it happen this September.
Amen. Amen.
And leaped. Person steps. Am I correct?
Yes.
When you start walking, this one, they just jacked him up. Do you know you have not driven a car before? You're a Jeep, it just fits you. Have you not seen that before? They gave you Jeep, it just enters a Kai. See as this motto. It means that motto has been waiting for you. Have you told somebody, you say, test this cloth. Just turn, say, hey. See, it looks good. Why? The person is overdue.
Yes.
Say, my father, my father,
my father,
my father.
As I begin to pray, plant in my life,
someone
that will give me attention.
Open
your mouth and pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.